everything is on the table.
All holes.
All holes. There's all no the holes. Options. It's just an all you can hole buffet.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring a 3-hole punch. You can leg now. In 3 places.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
I thought every minute, I was like, is there a bumpet in there? Like, are they coming back?
Dude, not the bumpets. I remember I wanted a bumpet so bad.
I never got one, but no, I wanted one.
I never had one, but I figured out a way to like tease my hair just so like I just had a rat's nest on the top of my head and then would fluff the hair over top of it.
Would you keep the rat nest for days?
Yeah. Because it would just stay overnight and then you just kind of comb the, it's like a comb over for junior high.
Old man.
Oh, welcome back to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast. Laura is not joining us today because unfortunately she is sh-ing her guts out at the moment from antibiotics because she's very ill. But y'all know about that if you're on Patreon. And if you're not on Patreon, what are you even doing? Today, I have returning guest Haley Brooks joining me.
Hello.
She is an amazing comedian. Thanks. And we are here to bitch about men, right?
Oh my God, it's what I live for.
So what's one of your first gripes with men?
Existing. Let's start there.
How about the audacity?
The nerve, the balls, the lack of.
The lack thereof while saying how big they are. The lies.
The lies, the slander.
The slander.
No, I really like, I really am not like a full-blown man-hater, although I've been accused of it many times. And luckily my saving grace is like, guys, I'm raising a little boy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a man-hater. I'm raising one.
Yeah.
And he is proof that you could be nice.
You could. And the funny thing is there's so many like, and this is no hate on anyone in my audience, as you will come to see from the next thing I'm about to say, but you'll get comments, right? Especially with my line of work, like fan base, because they watch me get naked. They watch me. Oh, what simps, right? Oh, they're so gross and terrible. But the people who leave these comments, I'm like, I know that you're still watching it.
You found me somehow.
So what's the problem? Because I like them a hell of a lot more than I like you, because they watch and they pay me and they tell me that I'm pretty and that I'm nice and we have a good repertoire between us.
Yeah.
You are just...
For what reason?
For
like,
why?
Am I hurting you in any way?
Yes. Blue balls.
Blue balls. Blue balls. It's the goddamn blue balls. That's really what it... And it's also the, like, I can't have you aspect of it. And they're just like...
Yeah. So like, but I could if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I totally could.
I totally could. It's just like, I don't want to. I'm like, you're a man. You suck. Like, if I was there, splayed open in front of you, you wouldn't get like, all right, and I'll just put it right in there. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't do that.
No.
Because despite the fact that I make pornography, I respect myself.
Yeah.
That's why I pretty much only myself.
That's really good.
I think maybe they're upset because they can't make money jerking off.
Yeah.
It's not as pretty.
It's
like
the one thing we have the advantage of, that we look better doing this than you.
The pay gap is in reverse in my industry.
The who?
The pay gap.
Pay gap.
Reverse.
Oh, pay gap. I thought it was peg, and I was like, this is something I don't
There's
know
a lot of pegging in my industry as well.
Because there is that there. Yeah. That is funny, though. That's like one. I remember I saw someone complaining about like waitresses and tips, too, saying that like female waitresses probably make more than like male waitresses. But that's funny. The pay gap is reversed, and they can't handle it.
But it's like, so what's the problem? It's like, oh, well, there's not a pay gap. Well, then what is the problem when there is a pay gap in the other favor?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even male porn stars in the industry don't typically earn as much as female performers. They just don't.
They're easier. Are they easier to find, like a male who's willing?
Here's one of the things. I feel like to be speaking as someone who has a big penis and is in porn. But I would assume it's actually probably kind of harder for a guy to be a porn star. So you would think they'd end up making more. Because think about it. You, as a woman, right? We're holes. We're a lot of willing holes most of the time. Make sure they're willing before you're putting anything.
Optional holes.
Optional holes. So many optional holes. What's your favorite optional hole?
Optional hole is the booty hole. Yeah. That's an option. That's but a you good gotta option. Like, it's an option.
It's an option. It could be on the table, but maybe it's like still being cooked in the kitchen. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
There's like, sometimes it's, where it's like, you don't want to go back there. Today's not the day.
You gotta prepare for the option.
You ever see that episode of Family Guy where they have ear sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you filled that hole?
I have gotten cum in my ear.
On purpose or on accident?
For fun.
Ooh, no, I'm just kidding. Like, what does that do?
No, but I've had like squirt in my eyes, in my mouth, like everywhere.
Your eyes are holes.
Yeah, your eyes are holes, and mine have received some fluids, let me tell you. And not on purpose. For a facial, that's on purpose. But like, it's also not on purpose to get it in your eye in a facial.
Right.
You hope that it kind of misses and maybe drips prettily on your eyelashes.
Yeah. It's just the goop.
But the point is, we're holes.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
And here's the thing. You don't have to, like, do anything. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You obviously have to do things when you're in porn. But as a guy, you have to stay hard.
Yeah.
For a long time. Because you have, like, you know, you have to hold your cum. You have to hold it back. You're on set for hours. Hours out of the day. You have to get hard for, like, photos. You have to stay hard through a scene. If they cut to move it, position, to open up more, you have to stay hard.
Flubber.
So think about that. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot to maintain. And they make less. So I'm sorry, but women are just prettier and our bodies make more money. And I don't know why that's a problem.
Just let us have this one thing. Like, it's the same thing with, like, sex work is the longest running job or whatever. It's like the OG job that there is. Like, we found this one thing that works. Can we just freaking do it?
Yeah. Some of us just fell into it, too. And it's like, well, what else do you want me to do now? Now I'm a hole for hire. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, you podcast. You do a lot. You're good.
Yeah, but I also talk about my holes on the podcast, so it's kind of like...
We all should openly talk about our holes. It would be a better society if we were just open about everything.
That's true. Well, here's the thing. One of the things is I do kind of think we should be a little more open about holes, and here's why. Because I think if I had learned more about sex and learned more about relationships and stuff when I was younger, I might not even be in this industry.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, oh, I like hate this industry. It's afforded me so many cool things. But... it's not, was this what I dreamed about growing up? I was like, no, but here we are, you know what I mean?
Does anyone achieve what they dream of when they're little?
No, but you kind of do in a way. What were your dreams when you were a kid?
Oh my God. Okay. So as a kid, I wanted to be a vet.
Same.
Yeah, I wanted to be a vet so bad.
Oh, then I found out I had to put down animals.
It was the science part for me. This is not going to work out. I can't get past biology. This is not it.
Biology, I felt like I really liked it, but I wasn't good at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to know things about it so bad, but I just cheated my way through homeschool. So
they made it so boring.
Yeah.
Oh, you were homeschooled. That's right.
So I was my own teacher, and that doesn't bode well for learning. Like,
yeah, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I just read fantasy books, and now I live in a fantasy world. So it kind of...
it's the secret.
It is the secret.
It's that manifesting man. God damn.
Do you do that?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, even more so. Wait,
did we talk about masturbating last time?
I can't remember. I know we talked about the O method at some point, but what did you say? Masturbating?
Masturbating.
I don't even know what buffeting is.
So men, we don't really know. We're trying to combine masturbating and manifestation and manifesting.
Okay.
But no matter how you do it, that's kind of the only one that really works. Unless you can think of a better one, I'd love to.
Manifesturbating.
Manifesturbating.
No, I think yours is better.
Manifesturbating.
Manifesturbating.
Oh, I'm just going to go manifesturbate over here now.
Manifesturbate. I guess, the only way, the O method, I guess, is the only way that I've heard it, like... but even that, you have to, like, explain, like, what the hell's the O method?
Yeah. I think more people should mess. I did it the other day. And let me just tell you, things are on an uptick. Sometimes I'll go through periods. But one of the things that I think that's funny about it is when I think about doing it, I will put myself in the better headspace to get the things done that I want to get done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's mostly just that if I'm not getting enough things done, I haven't been masturbating enough.
Too cloudy up here. We need clear skies. We need clear skies. Come on, friggin' would cloud seed that here. Let's go.
And that's what guys do. Honestly, that guy that you chatted with, I think he just needed to let one off.
He wasn't getting any anytime soon. He was so mad. Oh, he was so mad about it. You want me to tell you the whole story?
Oh, please.
This whole freaking premise, yes. Dude. Okay, guys, I did this podcast recently, and it was nowhere near as nice as this one, and nowhere near as like comfortable as this one, and it was a very interesting experience, and he doesn't like me anymore, but that's totally fine because I didn't like him from the jump.
I didn't like him, and I listened to him for maybe 10 seconds. How long was that clip?
The whole podcast went on for like 2 hours. Oh, bro. It was the worst. And like, so it's a woman that reaches out to you, and it's like her page is female empowerment and this, that, and the other, and it's like, okay, this looks great, like I'm totally on board. It was about relationships. I was like, I've had those, I could talk about them.
Yeah.
And I knew I would be like 30 minutes late. And I was like, hey, I'll be 30 minutes late. And they're like, oh, well, we have to start right away. Like, da da da. So I get there. I'm rushing. They're not even there yet.
What?
They're not even there for like another like 30 minutes or so. Like,
hurry up and wait. What is this? The government?
Exactly.
Like the DMV?
Yes. And I was like, what? And it's like the middle of the night. And I'm like, don't know these people. Don't know this place. And then they brought food. And then they're like, you have to post content about the food. And then the girls start eating the food. And they're like, no, like, you need to post content about the food if you're going to eat the food. And I tried to talk. Yeah. I tried to talk to the host before. And he's like, I don't want to talk before. I want to keep the chemistry all natural. I was like,
well, while I have you here, though, you didn't take a selfie with the bubbly. So.
Oh, I am so sorry. Oh my God, I am the worst. Guys, drink bubbly. Sparkling water.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Can I get the way to say this? But it is very good. Yeah, so the whole premise, but I was like, all right, and I'm so supportive of people trying. Like, oh, I want to get this thing going. Like, I'll be there to help you. I think that is so great. Do something.
Yeah.
And then he asked the first female guest on the show the series of questions that he was going to ask everyone. The last question was like, have you ever been flown out? And I was like, I don't think I'm the right person for this podcast. And there was a few whatever conversations in, you can literally see on my face where I lose the respect for this man.
What is flown out?
Okay, so flown tell out, me. Like when you someone reaches out to you on Instagram and they live in Atlanta and you're in California and they fly you out for a date, right?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's amazing. Like, good for you.
Good on you.
That's so great. So that's what one of the things he was trying to talk about first was getting flown out. And I've never been flown out. I haven't done it. Sounds like a great time.
I don't even know what this is.
And then like I was like, oh yeah, totally like get it. And then he was like, so when you get flown out, do you like what are some tangible things that you would expect? And da da da. I was like, so you want me to like make up a made up scenario and the things that I would expect? And I made up a scenario and gave him the things that I expected. And one of the things I said was like, don't answer calls. Like if we're on a date, like be present.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't answer calls. And they were like, oh, he can't answer calls. He can't. What if he's a businessman?
I was just thinking. What if it's his mom?
Oh my God. They tried to like clown me and roast me. And I was like, no, yeah. Like answer if it's your mom. That's in this made up scenario.
Yeah.
You should answer
in
your mom.
In this situation that didn't happen and might
and
never happen.
With no real people.
None of these people are real, but his not real mom, he should definitely answer. Have a whole conversation with her. Let's FaceTime with her together.
Yeah. It's your mom. You flew me out here. It must mean something.
Wait, am I meeting your mom?
Is she flying so soon? Out here? You fly your mom out too? Does that mean she's obligated to have sex with you too? Because that was the premise.
That would be a bit.
Have you ever? Mom? Sibling? Anything?
Well, no.
Okay. Just not sure.
Just like porn. You know, like here's my stepmom. I'm totally sucking on her toes right now for some reason. I don't think that's glass table and my dad can't see. Not my real dad. It's my porn dad. You know what to tell you. No.
How many porn dads do you have?
Porn dads? I've had so many porn dads. Charles Darrow has been my porn dad before. Do you know Charles Darrow?
No, but I'm gonna pretend like I do.
You can look him up. He has a big mustache and long balls. But he's been my porn dad before, but they also get like a lot of extras to play who are just like actors, you know what I mean, but like porn level acting but without the porn.
Yeah,
so it's like just a guy in a sweater and he's like acting like he can't see me sucking these toes under the glass table.
Cosby Argyle. Yeah. Freaking
basically. I'm only looking at the sky. Like,
proof is in the pudding.
Oh shit. But okay, so here's the concept of getting flown out.
Oh, yeah.
He wants you to make up
A pretend scenario.
A pretend scenario, but doesn't let you guys know what things were going on ahead of time either. Like
nothing. We didn't know each other. We all had the same conversation with the woman that invited us out. So we are all like, okay, and we know it's going to be about relationships. The other two women, they had been flown out, and we saw things very differently. So I didn't even have like their backup on anything. Like at one point, he tried to tell me that men are invisible. What? I said, men are invisible.
How are men invisible? That's
what I was like, bitch, go to the White House and tell me that men are invisible.
Every time that I go to the store, I'm like, man, there's everywhere. A man. I see a man in my peripherals and I gotta keep an eye on that man. That man looks like he's wonky. Like, you
thank
know,
you.
I so see them everywhere.
Then we got into the bear, the man bear freaking debacle.
Man bear pig.
I know. Man bear
I would
pig.
Take man bear pig.
Man bear pig. Only if Al Gore comes with him. Right, man bear pig.
The creator of the internet.
He'll keep you safe. I almost wore a South Park shirt my way over here. Goddamn shit. I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Little Randy Marsh t-shirt.
I love Randy.
But yeah, it was hot chaos. And I was like, but I'm outnumbered too. Because then he had like 8 of his friends, right? That are like the production crew who I could hear in the headphones.
Got a little peanut gallery going on.
I was like, after the podcast, they were like, oh, you made all these faces. Like you should have said more. I was like, I was making faces at you guys because I could hear you.
Yeah. You're over there jerking each other off, and I can hear you coming, and I don't know what's going on right now, but it's distracting.
And during the live, somebody sent a gift twice. The person sending the gift was in the room. Like, it was one of their dudes. Like, oh, thank you so much. Like, love, love, love. They sent it. It, like, I was, bro.
Oh, so they are just jerking each other
they
off in the
back. They are just jerking each other off in the back. And I was like... Oh, I was not having it. And like, so I straight up told them that like my job was like stand-up comedy. I didn't mention anything about my sports background or anything. Yeah. This guy was super big into sports. I tried to like have a conversation with him about it. He wanted nothing to do with it. And he's like trying to big dick me and everything.
Because women don't know about sports.
Exactly. So like he even had sent me a DM and like I barely gave him the time of day. But I genuinely had fun doing it because I was like, this is a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, to showcase how much smarter I am than your average bear.
You know, smarter than your average bear.
Ugh, yeah, I hate the audacity.
The nerve. And
like,
it's not
that clip especially, too, that you ended up posting. I was like, what was it? I want the specific, but women open up sex. Men open up relationships. And I was like, are you fucking for real right now?
I've heard so many toxic bullshit men podcasts say that. And so when he said it, I was like, oh, okay.
Just like
Andrew
regurgitating
Tate.
Someone else's idea.
Everything. And then at one point, oh my God, I was like, I asked him about statistics. And he's like, oh yeah, I have stats on that. I have lots of stats on that.
Where are they?
Where's the stats? He never gave me the stats so
many
times.
I like charts.
I love charts. And at one point.
Pie wheel.
Venn diagram, actually.
Ooh, perfect.
Maybe diorama while we're at it. Little whales in the ocean. At one point he was like yeah, women are having sex and like men aren't. And I was like, all right, who are the women having sex with?
Women
that's the well that's, and he was like men. And I was like, so the women are having sex but the men aren't having sex?
Yeah. So it's just like 5 women to 1 man
apparently.
We're all just like hopping around on these dicks. Like,
yeah, we're sharing the same one.
We're just pogo sticking our way across town.
We're like high-fiving. Like,
oh, perfect. We got 3 here. Ooh, don't touch those ones over there. Like, we
got long balls over here.
We got 3 more tonight. Like,
fill the holes. Let's go.
Every hole is an option tonight. Because I am woman.
No, so it was a crazy hot, like just trying to make women look dumb. And I was like, I'm not the one.
What's fucked up too is like, I always hear this thing of like the whole like men are what open up relationships. Men allow relationships. Women allow sex, right?
Totally.
Men allow relationships. When men get into a relationship, you can't get them out of it. Even if it's like a terrible situation. That's why you'll often, like, I don't know, this is not the case for everyone in every scenario, but more often it's the woman finally being fed up enough.
To leave. Yeah.
And then they're fucking butthurt.
Whoa, what happened?
I allowed this relationship. I just didn't tend to it at all.
I didn't do anything.
I just burned it down with fire and now you're leaving?
I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday every year for the past 8 years.
I'm sorry that I never celebrated our anniversary once because I don't actually know when it is. And I never cared. Oh, I'm sorry that I banged my secretary and you think that that's just like... a problem.
It's part of our life. It's part of the job.
I'm sorry that I told you that I thought that you were really fat. You told me to be honest with you. I thought you valued honesty.
What did you just... You just said something 2 ago that I was like, ooh, that made me think... Oh, I remember it was something as a child. It was one of the things that you said. What was it? One of the terrible things to what was the first thing you said?
So I want you to go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on absolutely everything that you purchase.
Everything.
And it helps support the show. You get CTT technology. And it's just, you can have water, right? And water's great. Water's good for you, all that fun stuff. But it can get kind of boring. Just like sex. It's like bringing a toy into the bedroom when the sex gets boring. It's like just add a vibrator in. And in this case, you're just going to add 16 ounces of water to one stick of Liquid IV. And that's what you're going to bring into the bedroom. And that's what you're going to bring into your life. Better hydration for you, the ones you love, and the ones that maybe you don't love, but you do fuck sometimes. Because it's still important to be hydrated if you're going to get down with the good stuff. So go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping on everything that you purchase, and we thank you for supporting the podcast.
About
fuck. Let's rewind, David.
God damn it! It was a good one. Oh, anniversaries. I remember as like a it sounds weird saying kid, but when you first start dating as like a kid, I remember I always would hear the anniversary thing on like sitcoms or whatever. So when I entered relationships, I like wanted dudes to like me so much. I tried to play it cool, like anniversaries, like
yeah.
They don't matter. I don't care about anniversaries, but also then it comes
around. But then it comes around, and you're like, look at all these things I got you for our anniversary that I don't care about. But you don't need to get me anything.
Yeah,
you need to get, because I don't care. I know that I thought you might care.
But so then
I
got you didn't you get me anything, and that kind of sucks. So. Yeah.
But it doesn't suck at all because I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. So chill.
I'm cool that I bought you like $80 headphones for our 6 month anniversary and you got me a sandwich. It's so good. I love that about our relationship. It's just like easy peasy lemon squeezy.
So equal, you know? We're really 50-50. Oh, 50-50 was another thing we talked about on the goddamn podcast.
I'm sorry. No relationship is fucking 50-50.
No, ever. And I said it switches. Yes, that's exactly what I said. I said it's a sliding scale.
Abacus.
Yeah.
Abacus. Back and forth. Sometimes there's more on either side because sometimes you shoulder shit. Like if one of you is sick, the other one takes care of you.
Yeah.
If it's the reverse, guess who has more responsibility? Now,
boom.
Oh, is someone sick? Go take out the trash. Go clean the fucking mop the floor. Do laundry, something. Like,
anything.
It is a sliding fucking scale.
Yeah, that's what I said. And he was like, well, do you agree it's 50-50? I was like, well, if you're calling 50-50, like a sliding scale. And I gave him a real life example of like how I helped my ex build up this multi-million dollar business. And like, at first he was broke because he's trying to build up a business. So I was like, I got the bills. You know, granted the relationship didn't work out. And that was their whole point. Like, oh, well, it didn't work out. So yeah, 50-50, just not.
It's like, so... But why do you think it didn't work out? You don't know any of the other ins and outs of this fucking relationship. Just making the money 50-50 or responsibilities 50-50, that doesn't work because then you're putting these arbitrary rules on people. And you can't do that for the most part because it's
gray
like
areas.
There's other instances going on in everybody's life. And sometimes, even if you love your partner, you're close to your partner, you don't feel like you can unload all of that on them. But it's up to you in a partnership to be able to recognize when somebody else needs more fucking help. It's the same with like a friendship or something. You can't expect a friendship to always be 50-50 either, you know? Sometimes you're like, I don't know, do we hate each other? And you have to like bring it back in,
you know?
And, yeah, I know.
I got you a joint. Yeah. Are we friends again?
Are we friends? Can we smoke? But oh, that's so stupid. 50-50.
Yeah, it was something else. So I'll be sharing clips of it, but it's really bad audio.
My ex believed in I do everything, but he controls everything. So I don't really know what percentage that is. I didn't really have much time to consider it back
100?
In my fight or flight.
So it's so it'd be 100% duties and then 0% accountability.
Yes, but gets to spend all of the money and make all the decisions. But if the decision is too big, then it's my responsibility to make the decision. And that way, if the decision goes wrong, it's all my fault.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How long were you in that one?
Oh, almost a decade.
Damn! That's what my words were. Like 7 years. Until you finally... Sometimes it's... You become what you fucking see as a kid, dude. Like, you just do. And if you haven't faced it yet, if you haven't learned it yet, you're just gonna repeat it. So please learn it and heal from your mommy issues, sir.
Yeah, please. I needed to heal from mine. I married my mom. That was my first marriage. Wasn't a woman, but it was a bitch.
Yeah.
So, Yeah.
That's
don't
my,
do that.
Yeah. My ex, don't, my kid's dad, no.
Don't get married too young. Don't
that
do
too.
It.
Just wait.
Don't fucking do it.
What's the rush? It's a piece of paper.
Don't fucking chill. Do it. I was married by the time, like, I could, like, shortly after I could drink.
How old were you?
Like, 20. I can't remember, because here's the thing.
Early
here's,
20s.
Here's the fucked up
oh,
part.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Got married in secret. And didn't tell our family until, like, 8 months to a year later that we got engaged. And then didn't get married until even later than that. So it goes back and forth between all of these fuzzy points in my fucking traumatic memory. And I couldn't really tell you, but it was either 21 or 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hella young.
Mm-hmm.
Was he older?
Oh, yeah. So much older. Like, yes. Motherfucker was already getting gray hairs, and I'm like, he's so cultured.
You're so mature for your age, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I've always told how mature I was for my age my entire life. Like, wow, you're so mature. You're an old soul. I'm like, well, clearly I belong with an older, shorter man.
What do you think about, like, Leo and people dating, like, 19-year-olds? Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm just like, at that point, why are you dating? Just fuck them. It's like, what conversation could you possibly have? I can't think of a single conversation. This is no offense if there are younger listeners out there. Maybe I could. But I don't honestly feel like I could have any meaningful conversation with a 19-year-old person.
Maybe I could, like, give you advice.
Yeah, because I've made too many fucking mistakes at this point. But I know that even if I did that, you wouldn't listen.
You have to make them yourself.
You're going to make them, no matter what I say, because I could have gone back to my younger self and been like, hey, it's me from the future and everything works out, but maybe avoid these things. And I'd be like, hey, go fuck yourself.
You're
you don't
old.
Tell me what to do. Yeah. You're fucking old. You have wrinkles and shit. I bet you do Botox, you fucking ugly cow. And I'd be like, all
you
right,
a cow,
well then.
I'm a calf. Moo.
Enjoy your suffering. Like, you're going to need it. It builds character. Like, you can't even, and that's one of the things too, is like, even I think my parents in a way tried to protect me from things to a point that was like too much censoring of information that would have been helpful to prevent mistakes that I made, even if I made them for a shorter amount of time, maybe. And it's not like their fault,
no,
like, at all, by any means. And that's not what I'm saying, because Dad, I know you listen sometimes. I know this is not your fault.
Hi,
this
Dad.
This is my own stubbornness, which does come from you, so it is your fault. So, but here's the thing, is like, if I had known a little bit more, that's why I said earlier about talking and being more open about those kinds of things, even if you're going to fuck up and make the decision, maybe you don't make it for quite as long, because you can
learn
recognize it. Yeah. Instead of like, you learn it and you're like, it'll be better. And then you learn it again. And then you learn it even harder the next time. And then like your face is bruised and you're like, it will be different this time.
No, it's fine.
And then
it's great.
You wake up and you're almost 30 and you're like, is this going to be my life forever? Fuck. And so it's at that point, it's either like kill yourself or get out. You know what I mean? And either way. But getting out is better. So
getting out is better. It's going to be hard, but it is so
it
much better.
It sucks until it doesn't.
It sucks until it doesn't.
So
I'm still waiting for it to not suck. It sucks less, you know?
That's the thing, though.
It's like
an
old vacuum.
Humans weren't evolved to just be happy all the time. I think that's the biggest thing, is because it's always like, I just want to be happy, and I'm just in the pursuit of happiness. And it's like, no. Because if everything was just happy all the time, you wouldn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Because you wouldn't have anything to overcome. You wouldn't have anything to compare it to. You wouldn't have anything negative to, like, climb out of and have a story to tell and figure it out better the next time, or maybe fuck it up worse the next time.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the joy of life, is, like, the suffering.
Happiness is also, like, where you are. So it's, like, learning to be happy with where you are.
Yeah. And you can have happiness even in times that are kind of shit. You know what I mean? But it's like the negative comments on Instagram or going on a podcast of like one dude being like, oh, fuck women and this kind of shit. And look at men, we're so superior. And I have a whole peanut gallery laughing in the background.
I'm single and I give relationship advice.
Yeah. And you can't give any because you're a woman and men allow relationships. Yes. Okay. We get it. All that kind of stuff. But that's just the small minority. Because it's like, we'll brush past all the things that are positive, even if you're depressed, because I've dealt with depression before, and I'm sure that you have.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, even in those moments, you'll have little times that you smile, that you laugh about something, but you do go back into the depression, but you still have those moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Or when shit hits the fan so bad, it just makes you like laugh. Okay. This is what we're doing.
Just our stand up. And you're like, this is funny. This is fine.
That's pretty much what happened. I was like, all right.
Exactly.
Let's go. This
and
is
hey,
fine.
If it works, like everybody heals in their own way, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it's fucking, it's, you know, you could get drugs or you could get laughs. What do you, yeah. You know,
you could get both.
It's a great time. Mix it up, you know, make a little cocktail. It's amazing. Real quick.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's fun though, because even comedy, it's so male dominated.
Yeah.
So I just left and right, I'm just like constantly like surrounded. And sometimes it's like, can you just get a fucking
There's
break,
just like
bro?
Dicks everywhere.
Everywhere. They're not invisible. They're not. I see them everywhere.
I see them. Someone is brushing up behind me really close at an Albertsons. I feel them. I don't see that one, but he's behind me.
Like... Oh my God. Were you ever a nightclub girl at all?
Kind of. Like, I wanted to be so badly. Like, but
did you
I would
go?
Just get, yes.
Okay.
Like, for a hot minute. When I was allowed.
oh my.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My ex didn't let me do a lot.
Okay, so. That's what, yeah. Yeah. I was like working him when I met him. Yeah. So I was like, fucking tell me no, which eventually he did. Let's be real. No, because there was a comic in town and she really wanted to go like out on the strip, whatever. So we went to like Omnia and creepy guys. That's what I thought. That's why I was like, oh, nightclubs. But the vibe of the nightclubs is so different now.
Is it?
They are wearing sneakers. There's not a lot of people. And Dre's After Hours has turned into a comedy club.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
The world is shifting.
Maybe they're waking up because I went to one of those pool clubs, like the pool top, you know,
day clubs?
Beach clubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody there looked like a Sims character. Like, you know, when you take your Sims to like the nightclub in the downtown and they're all just dancing around and then it's like they'll take out their phones and then they just die. Like afterwards,
yeah.
It's just like nobody looks like they're enjoying themselves. I think that the party scene is kind of like dying.
It really is because like I think collectively we've been like, yo, alcohol's bad.
Yeah.
Like, and it's expensive, especially in Vegas. All yeah. The prices that they're going to charge you for like $1,000 for a bottle of Grey Goose. No, thank you.
Yeah. Like why? So I can feel like shit tomorrow or maybe not even because when I'm splitting it amongst so many people.
I'm not even getting like... any. Here come the bottle rats. Yeah. Like what's going on? Yeah. So because I used to be a party host. So I used to be very active in that scene. And that was the first time in a while I like stepped back out and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's interesting because I've been sober for a lot of years now. And so like seeing a lot of other people quit drinking, like Laura doesn't really drink anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of the newer people that I've met, they don't really drink. And then it's gotten to the point that it's almost like, and this is not everyone, not every case, but I can't really hang out around people who drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have like a drink or two, that's fine.
Cool.
But I can't hang around you if you drink. Mm-hmm. And it is nothing personal. It's just that
a choice.
It's I see how people start to talk, how they start to act, and I'm like, I was you and I hated that person. That's why I don't do it anymore. And maybe I was much worse in a lot of cases,
yeah.
Sure. But I was like, it just reminds me of a time that I don't like anymore. And so it's cool to see more people kind of like being like,
catching
oh, alcohol is so cool.
Yeah. Even like in like the mom community, right? You have like your wine moms like, mommy's juice. Now it's obviously weed moms and shroom moms.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shroom mommies.
Well, it's so crazy because it's like, imagine you have little kids, right? If you just like have shrooms and like smoke weed, like you play on the ground and like eat snacks and watch a movie. Like it's amazing.
Mm.
You're so chill.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. But if it like, you know, like
easier.
So yeah. It makes it way easier. Yeah. People really, because even at like, you know, there's comedy shows I see where people aren't really drinking. So it makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got to make you
You're hoping
sober.
That they're toking beforehand.
Yeah. Like, but even then it takes them longer. Like I just did the Planet 13 show and it's like in the dispensary
mm-hmm.
and it takes them. Like yeah. It takes a minute to process yeah. it. I'm like, you guys got it. And then by the end, they're all just, and there's a snack break. They come around and they give you snacks. Oh, it's a great time.
That's great.
It's
so interesting. Yeah. Cause like alcohol is so like, it's like high energy until it's passed out.
Then you feel like crap the next day.
Yeah.
I'm getting older. There's hangovers.
No,
it's not the same.
Not here for it. It was funny. Cause like, I just remember like how much I drank. And I'm like, I don't feel like the younger generation is doing that as much. And that's fucking sick. But you have kids. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Because I don't see commercials very much anymore. But Amazon Prime started doing fucking commercials on shit that you pay for. It's so dumb. Anyway. So I saw a commercial for the first time. And they're advertising the Nintendo Switch and a new game for it. It's a Zelda game, but it looks like a game for like 5-year-olds. Like, it's not, I don't know if you play games at all, but for those of you, my nerds out there, it's not like Breath of the Wild. It's not any of that kind of stuff. It's like little chibi creatures. Like, imagine this is Link.
Like cutesy?
Yeah, like cutesy. And it is like two 40-year-old men in a cafe playing this game and being like, I'm floating. And I had a moment that I was sitting there. Maybe I was a little stoned. I was.
Were you floating too?
But I was wondering, as I was floating with them floating, I was like,
we all float down here.
I think exactly. I was thinking to myself, I was like, are they just reaching a point that they're making ads for like adults and kids? Or are they just now targeting more kids stuff, like our nostalgia stuff, to our age demographic? And are they not advertising to kids as much anymore?
I think,
when I was a kid, I remember every commercial for any sort of toy or game was kids.
It's YouTube.
Not adults.
There are these videos on YouTube I will not let my kids watch because instead of like running ads, which there still are, the ad is the video. So it'll be these weird ass videos where it's like, have you seen like anything for like, what's the head one? The emotions.
Inside Out?
Yes. Or, okay. So Inside Out 2 came out recently. So there's all these videos of anxiety, already off to a bad start. Yeah. Anxiety, Fanta, and it'll be like orange Fanta, and then it'll be like sadness, Pepsi. It'll be like matching the blue colors together, what? Matching the orange. My kids ask me all the time, I want to get the Inside Out 2 Happy Meal from McDonald's. I'm like, how do you even know that that's a thing? So there's these like YouTube videos and like there's these family videos. The family people are the worst. Ugh. The family vloggers, dude, they're in these big houses.
They creep me out. Ugh. And that's going to be so bad for the kids when they're older.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Like, why are you doing this?
I think it's Australia, but it's some country, or maybe it's not Australia. Maybe it's,
they have Bluey, so they're great.
Whatever it is, they are going on, like, trying to petition to not let kids have social media until they're, like, 16 or something like that.
I'd say, like, 13, me personally, only because that's when I, like, started. But I was doing really bad things, too.
I was, too. That's
Jim Habu Hotel. Do you know what that is?
I don't know Habu Hotel, but I know the Neopets forums, and those directed you to other forums, and that's where I started writing naughty fan fiction when I was 13.
Oh, you wrote?
Yeah. I contributed. Yeah.
Do you write now? Are you going to write a book?
I write scripts.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hey, a script's
I would love to write a book. It's just one of those things I'll start. I have so many ideas, even in my notes, but it's like, when do I have the time to, like,
I get it.
Not only maintain podcast stuff, but also the skits we do for podcasts, but also the stuff that actually makes money, which is the OnlyFans stuff. And so it's like, I'm writing so many little bits of things, but I have so many ideas. I'm like, maybe when I retire someday. And yeah. I'll just, like, start writing books.
When someone
whatever,
else can take the reins of half of this.
Yeah.
And then
when I have a nice, fully interactive, like, AI representation of
in
me
like
that's
monster.
Still, like, this. Yeah, it's
we're getting there.
It's getting
it's so
crazy
creepy.
Really fast.
Those, like, photos that they like, make alive and everything. And
yeah.
Half
have you seen the Pokemon video. Transformations?
No.
They have, like, the Pokemon evolutions, yeah. Like, done in AI, but, like, real life. Pokemon, so they look more realistic.
Terrifying.
They're cool.
Oh.
Like, they're actually fucking cool.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the robot SWAT beat up a guy the other day?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. What? So there was, like, a bad guy, okay, in yeah. this freaking hotel, and they needed to get him out. He had a gun. So they sent a robot, like a little SWAT robot, and the robot goes in and breaks the door and, like, throws tear gas and then literally tackles the dude. It's like Wally. Wally is coming after you and tackles you to the ground. So as a SWAT, you're like, oh, cool, badass. But I'm sitting there watching it like, this is how it starts.
Terminator begins.
This is it. Yeah, yeah. This is scene one. Like, we're doomed.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think the Cybertrucks are supposed to, like...
Girl, I was just thinking Cybertruck in my head. What are you talking about? Because I was just thinking in my head, like, there are so many new Cybertrucks now that people are moving out of California.
Are they just popping up so that you think that there's more? That's my theory.
I wonder.
I don't know anyone with one.
I don't know anyone either. And everyone that I talk to ever, maybe it's just that I know good people.
I'm surrounded by the good ones.
But everyone's like, it's so fucking ugly. It looks like a rolling dumpster. And I saw one the other day. It had like a camo wrap. I saw a different one that was like some matte kind of gray green thing.
I saw like a Scion blue one on the way over here.
Oh my God. And they're just like the most obnoxious. And then you see the people in them and they're like, they look like that. Like,
driving my Cybertruck.
Seriously. Like the littlest smile, like,
they're AI.
Maybe they're the robots. Maybe they are robots. Maybe Tesla. Listen, Don't come for me, Elon, because I don't know what you're doing out there. But I know the Starlink has gotten more expensive, and I'm not liking how you're capping my uploads right now, and it's pretty shit. So my thought, what if nobody has a Tesla truck?
Yeah.
And it really is just all those AI-like robots. They might not even ever get out of them. I saw one pulling a camper van. Like a huge, you know those huge camper vans?
A Cybertruck or an AI?
A Cybertruck.
Okay. You got two different
ways. But going in there, it's the hugest, like where they park it and they have the big pullouts and you press the button and all the rooms come out of this thing. There's one person in the Cybertruck. And I was like, that's a little bit of sus.
That's very sus.
Why do you need such a big one? Like you're one person, you just sleep in the Cybertruck. Yeah, it's huge. Sleep,
it's so big. It's so comfy. It's so safe. Sleep in your truck. That's suspicious. That's what I think they're really doing. I think they're like...
They're just putting it out there like, look at how cool the Cybertruck is. Everyone has one. And then it's like the thing with, you know, anxiety, Pepsi or whatever. The
just like associating. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't
but
think
it's not
going to really
make me like it, Elon. Your mind tricks don't work on me.
Nope. No. Stop it, sir.
I keep thinking the camera's off until I remembered that. Yeah. Oh, we have a bone to pick also with companies. Well, Sony. We're on a roll. Tesla, Sony, Apple. What the fuck? Like... I think it's reached this point of like consumerism that's like way too much. And now, don't get me wrong, I like things. I like new tech.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. But it feels like every year, you used to be able to keep a phone for ages and like years and nothing would be wrong with it.
Your fridge.
Now, as soon as like, I didn't even know that there was a new iPhone coming out. And I started having points like we were talking about before rolling. You look at the photo and you're like, it's not clear. Nope. It's not clear at all. The video gets all weird or stuff starts getting corrupted or you flip through an app and then it starts like freezing and it starts going like this with all the little apps popping up. And I'm like, and then they announce a new phone. I'm like,
you knew it was coming. I literally know when there's going to be a new phone now
because your phone starts shitting like shit. Its
pants. And they got in legal trouble for that too. I think it was when they were like slowing down phones or something like Apple went to court. There was a whole thing. Like, they got in trouble for it. And they just keep doing it. Because what are you going to do? They're Apple. They have so much money. They could keep taking you to court. Natasha Leggero had a skit, and it was really eye-opening that Jeff Bezos, like, owns, like, a patent for one shop clicking or one stop clicking or one click shopping, whatever it like officially is. So literally what Amazon does with that bloop, bloop, no one else is allowed to do it.
The buy now.
Yeah. Bloop. No one else. He has a whatever for it. No one else is allowed to do it. Just him. They're all they're all getting bigger and bigger. Like, you on that food? You on that food shit too? Yeah,
that's actually crazy. Because I'm just thinking now, because you were saying that I'm going through different shops that I go online. I'm like, yeah, you have to go through like... So much shit, even if you have an account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he won't allow it because he needs all of the money in the world. Obviously, all of the money, he needs it.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Yeah. But yeah, even
like... look more and more like Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. Wally. Kellogg. So Kellogg, obviously major big company, they merged with someone else a couple years ago and actually became Kellogg Nada. Mm-hmm. And as of right now, they're actually in the process of merging with Mars, like M&M's and chocolate Mars bars. Mm. They're merging. So everyone that they own over here and everyone that Kellogg owns over here, which they just merged with someone else and now they're merging even more.
Isn't the government supposed to stop monopolies?
Monopolies are supposed to be illegal.
Yeah. But like, here we are, 2024.
Who's paying our bills?
Yeah.
The corporations.
That's so crazy.
What's even crazier, do you know about Dr. Kellogg?
I want to learn.
Oh,
this is so fun.
Oh, I know. I love being here. Thank you.
But seriously, what do you do when you get flown out?
In my made up scenario, when I get flown out,
By Bezos.
I am on a cloud like Katy Perry's California Girls video. Ooh, and whipped cream bikini. And that's obviously have to have sex with the man. Every second of every day.
You have to. Whenever they demand it.
Yes.
Get down on your knees and suck. And yes. Everything is on the table.
All holes.
There's no options. It's just an all-you-can-hole buffet.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring a three-hole punch. You can fuck my leg now. In three places. No, Kellogg. Kellogg. Fucking Dr. Kellogg. All right. So you know about this thing called circumcision, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In America, I don't know the exact stats, but we're like way higher. Like maybe we're 46, actually over 50% of people circumcised. In other places, like 20%, whatever. Mm. The reason we started circumcising is because Dr. Kellogg of Kellogg Cereal was like, masturbation bad.
Put them in the boys' cereal.
Well, that's what, dude, doesn't Special K look a little like questionable now? Cornflakes?
I'm just saying, because when you cut off the skin.
That's what it looks like.
Ooh.
That's what it looks like. So the reason we like circumcise boys from birth is because of Dr. Kellogg, who then was feeding us like this bullshit food. When you look at Kellogg, it doesn't even say, I don't even think it says the word food, or it says like snack food or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like they're not claiming to be like substantial, nutritious food. No. Although in the 90s, they pitched us with a whole Kellogg's diet.
Yeah.
That was whole, buying
the
Kellogg's.
The best way, the most nutritional way to start your day. And it's like,
putting
it's just,
chocolate chunks in your cereal. That's such a good way to do it. I lost
You're
so
lied
many
to so
teeth.
Much. Oh my God. Or the amount of just like the old food pyramid. Mm-hmm. And all of that, like, oh, all these
sugar
carbs.
Sugar at the top. Yeah. That doesn't seem right. I don't know about that. I also read recently, too, that even, like, our table salt is, like, different than other countries. Mm-hmm. And, like, all this, it's just so crazy when you look at, like, everything.
Yep.
I was yelling. I yell a lot.
You can yell. It's fine. David can turn it down.
Oh, thank you, sir. There's been a lot of people who
yell all the time.
At me. Thank God.
Oh, speaking of, if you do like a sodium alternative, because I try to stay lower sodium too, and mm-hmm. I would just tell everybody about this. Like, everyone's tired of hearing about it by now, but it's called Nusalt, NUSALT.
Okay.
And it's a potassium like replacement for salt.
Okay.
So it has like a similar thing like for baking and seasoning and stuff like that, but it doesn't have the high sodium.
Oh yeah, I need that. That's mm-hmm. my biggest thing is like sodium. I like to cut soda. I don't use the microwave either. I hate microwaves.
I don't use the microwave either. Like I would even rather melt butter on the stove. I have a microwave and I'm like, I could do without a microwave.
I that's what I did. And I really think that they're evil. I'm not even kidding. Like, because the way they heat up food is like changing the molecular makeup. Yeah. And then we've traded quality for convenience.
Yeah.
And the microwave was a huge part of that. So I don't have a microwave.
Someone asked last episode, it was David, shout out. You asked last episode about like, why has the microwave been around for like 70 plus years or something like that? And we still can't get like a microwavable meal that has all of the nutrients that you need. And I'm like, because it's the care that you have to actually put in to doing something that's good for yourself, to taking care of yourself, to preparing something that is healthy for yourself instead of just being like, somebody else take the responsibility of doing what's good for me. Yeah. And I'll just believe that blindly. And I like
follow
that,
you around.
I had that moment the other day, like it was the other day, a couple weeks ago. I have no concept of time, but I was doing the factor meals for a while because I was like, dietitian approved, got my meal prep. I don't like cooking for just myself. Mm-hmm. I can just throw it in, not think about it, right? The saturated fat content on Check Your Factor meals, and I'm sure it's maybe not all of the meals, but most of the meals that were like coming, you know, to me, the saturated fat content was sometimes upwards of 55 to 65% of your daily saturated fat.
In one meal.
And I'm talking like saturated fat is one of the biggest contributors to like heart disease and stuff like that later in life. And it's just, it's terrible. It's like with the worst fat for you. And it's like dietitian approved. So you just think, and I made that mistake of just thinking. And now that I'm actually like cooking meals for myself and being like, oh, I'm eating better meals. I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel happy doing something for myself that before I was just like, oh, it's such an inconvenience. And I'm like, I'm learning how to fucking do something.
Survive.
I'm learning how to just cook for myself and care about what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah.
Like
I've started growing my own vegetables and stuff, and I refuse to grow vegetables in the like Nevada dirt.
Yeah.
We used to like blow up atomic bombs underneath
the
ground. So
you don't
want to
deal with that. I don't even drink the water.
Yeah. Dude, you shouldn't. Are you on the cloud seeding too?
The cloud seeding?
Cloud seeding. So they make it rain.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm.
They make it rain. Okay, I don't know the exact specifics, but there's these drones. When there's some moisture in the air, all right, Lake Mead was like struggling. Yeah. Right. So they needed to come up with a solution. All those bodies. They were like, we're gonna get found out. Like, we gotta go. Which, by the way, if you have breast implants, you got serial numbers, so you're good. They'll know. Yeah. They'll know it's you. So cloud seeding. They when there's a little bit of moisture in the air, they send up these drones. Again, fact check me. The drones have a compound. It's like a sodium carbonate. Let's call it. I don't know the exact term. They go up there, they release it, it makes the moisture like double whatever it is, it makes it more moisturous so that it rains.
It adds moisture to the moistness.
It's so moist up there. So we do it here.
That's a great name for an episode. It's so moist up there.
So moist up there. Cloud seeding. It's so moist. But yeah, we do it. California does it. And then Dubai does it. And that's why they had all those floods this past summer.
That's crazy.
I know. So if you think about it, they got all that sodium bullshit going up there. And then, I'm on my conspiracy stuff today. You guys like conspiracies?
I love it.
Oh, thank God.
I'm living for those right now.
Do you know about Yucca Mountain?
Tell me.
Oh, my God.
Tell me. I'm having so much fun.
It's so great. Thank you. Yucca Mountain.
Underwater filtration system for anybody. Because even... So the microplastics, they did this study, and I can't remember, once again, all specifics. We're just girls.
Just girls.
We're just girls.
We're just girls.
Okay?
Don't blame me. Fly me out. And stuff.
Fly me outside. How about that? They did a study, and they were looking at, like, the plaque buildup in veins of all these participants, right? And a large majority of it comes from microplastics. So if you can avoid plastic water bottles, like I switched to all like glass stuff. I have a little like under sink osmosis thing like for the water, because even the pipes that the water is transported in are plastic. So even if you are in a place that has like better water than Vegas, it's just picking it all up through the pipes, and you're storing water in these big plastic jugs. And you get all those Dasani plastic water bottles.
Pour it into a plastic cup.
Mm-hmm. So go glass or stainless steel if you can.
That's what I've been big on the glass. Like, I'll save my spaghetti jars and just like rinse them out. So I'm like, I got a mason jar now.
Yeah. Don't know what to use this for, but I have 25 of them.
Even my plants too. I won't put them in plastic. Like, what do you put a plant in?
A planter.
A pot.
A pot.
Yes, those things. Yes.
Planter.
I think they do call it planters.
Oh, do
though.
They? Okay.
Do.
I thought it was shut up.
When I buy for the ladies on Facebook Marketplace, they'll say planter. But yeah, I try to like get like non-plastic ones because plastic is just, it's so bad.
You can reuse so many glass things. I have so many just like glass bottles and jars, and like I make them back into candles or like whatever. Oh, it made me sad to find out that kind of candles are bad for you too, because it's letting off all of the stuff from the wax and like... all that kind of stuff is bad for you too.
My son has an iPad. He's trying to FaceTime me. He just got one recently. So he's like, I could call one person.
About Yucca Mountain.
I know. Yucca Mountain, very important. Actually, Yucca Mountain is very important. It's in Vegas. Okay.
Yep.
Yucca Mountain, north of us. You know the freight train that comes through town? There's just that one train. Okay. That train is taking nuclear waste from other states, and it is taking it up to Yucca Mountain, where they have a nuclear facility that's supposed to like clean this nuclear waste. Yucca Mountain is located north of us, so when it rains,
is that when you go up to Mount Charleston and you get to a peak, you can look out and there's that big round building at the top of a mountain?
Maybe,
because I've always wondered what that is, and that's much farther north of here. Should we go find the nuclear waste?
Maybe you want to go to Yucca Mountain. I'll go to Yucca Mountain. I'll bring a hazmat suit. But yeah, this big mountain of nuclear waste and like runoff water and everything, of course, it's going to end up in Lake Mead.
Yeah.
And the last person to speak up about it was Harry Reid. Harry Reid was super like, clean up, da da da. And then they named the airport after him, and then he died that week.
I didn't know it was that soon.
Yeah. He died the week they named the airport after him. I think he literally died like right before or something, like day before, and then they like officially changed it. Yeah, there's a lot of.
And then people are like, trust the government.
Yeah,
I'm like,
the government would never do that.
I really trust
myself. I work
myself.
For the government, guys. They'll do it. They almost got me killed at Pride.
Yeah,
they don't care.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh my God.
They're the worst. They're the worst.
I've never had an experience. I know that, once again, not all of them, but like
all of them. All of them. Not all of them, but all of them.
But I mean, all of them. You know what I mean?
If you go into politics, you probably don't have the best intentions.
No, I feel like, because otherwise, if you're not getting into politics, you're not necessarily doing something that's going to contribute positively to the world, like porn, for instance. Some people would argue that what I do is very detrimental to some people's way of life, but I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of things that are bad, like alcohol, but that's fucking legal.
Oh, it's totally legal. Remember, they tried to make it illegal.
Mm-hmm. That didn't work out so well. Like,
oh, buddy. I love you. Let me see. Do you want to see him really quick? Hi. I'm doing something. I love you. I love you. We had a hockey game today.
Hell yeah.
We lost.
Oh.
We tied the last one. We lost this one. Doing great. I'm the coach.
Well, that's fine. You weren't the one playing. If you were playing, they would have won.
Dude, they were. It's so fun. There are a bunch of 5-year-olds running around playing. It's the cutest thing you'll ever see.
Just sticks like bigger than them. Just like.
Yeah, and they don't know what's going on. They're putting it in the wrong goal. Like, it doesn't matter. It. Our first goal, the wrong team put it in ours. So.
Mm. I did get excited once because I played a lot of sports growing up, but I had my big moment. I was like, everyone's watching, and I thought I had a clear of way to the hoop. And I did. I had the most amazing just swish into the other team's net.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
It was beautiful and tragic all at the same time.
Beautiful tragedy. Sorry, I was a track runner, and they put me in hurdles, and my mom came to one race ever, and I fell 3 times in one race.
Oh, no.
She didn't come back.
Oh, my God. I remember them leaving out hurdles, like, on just, like, the track of the playground, and during recess, I'd be, like, running up and just vault over with my stupid long horse legs and just...
Yeah, oh my God, it's like the hobby horses?
Yeah. Oh man. If I had had access to a hobby horse, I probably would have used it. I didn't have a lot of friends.
You didn't have a hobby horse?
No. Not that I can remember. I don't think so. No.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
I'm going to get you a hobby horse. You need a hobby horse.
We were talking with Kitty last time about how they have these penis plushies, but like bigger. And we need the huge ones to like bounce into the podcast room to start each episode.
Oh my God. Dixon, let's go.
Oh my God.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, do you do a lot of podcasts? I didn't know. Like,
I've tried to start my own so many times. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I did the other guys, the Naturals. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to start my own so many times.
It's a lot.
And I'm so like, no, I can do it all. And I'm like, no one's going to edit. I'm going to edit. Like, I
was there until I found David. Shout out, David.
Thanks,
thank you.
David. Do I know this David?
No, I don't think so.
Is he here in Vegas? I don't want to know.
He's not in Vegas, okay. But he's coming to visit soon. And we dropped that hint last week. So stay tuned because David will be on an in-person episode. And it'll be very fun coming up. So
it'll be so fun to see his point of view of like going back and watching everything.
Yeah. You're like, does he hate it now too? Because I started to hate it when I was editing it myself. I'm like, I should just quit.
I'm not funny. This is garbage. And then you go back and watch it after you post it. You're like, oh, wait.
Oh,
that's
fine.
Actually really good.
I'm actually really funny. That's so good to know.
I do that all the time. I have so many drafts because I'll be like, oh, it's such a great video. And I'm going to post. And then it comes time to like post. And I'm like, I don't like it anymore.
Dude,
I do
the same thing. And then like 6 months later, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? That is pretty good.
And I'm going to post it. It's irrelevant now, but now I like it. I do it all the time.
Now that the trend is over, it's like, I'll jump on it now. I'll restart it. And it gets like no interaction. I'm like, see, I knew it back then.
It would have been great then, but now, not so much. Yeah, I do that so many. I have like hundreds of drafts. Like, yeah. Oops.
You ever get to the point that you're in your drafts and you get the notification of like drafts are taking up X amount of storage on your phone. You should start posting them or deleting them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no.
But what if I need them someday?
I like them where they are because they're not like in my photo gallery. They're somewhere. It's like a secret file. Like, yeah. I know where you are.
I
You're
know
just
where
for
to
me.
Find you if I need it. And I'll just like watch it over and over again. I'm like,
but then God forbid, like you have to like get a new phone and it's yeah. like, they're all gone. So you better save your drafts now because they're about to be all gone.
Oh my God.
At least now you can save them. Whereas like before it was like, you couldn't save the videos you were like making in and out.
Yeah.
So then it was just gone. Yeah. It was just bye.
That was terrible.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that happened with many, many deleted accounts.
How many like flags and like deleteds have you had of like an account?
This is my like 14th Instagram that hasn't been deleted.
Wow.
Knock on whatever wood. If you have a hard on right now, knock on it for me.
Knock on that wood.
Knock on that wood for me, baby. Because. Yeah, but I still get all the time, like, you know, there's that section of, it shows you, like, what of your content needs to be removed or what could be infringing yeah. and stuff like that. Every now and then, it will be when I'm like, hey, I haven't had one of those in a while. And then I, like, look and I'm like, oh, there's, like, six in here.
Like, oops, my bad. It'll be ones that don't even make sense sometimes. It's like, sure, okay.
Yeah. But I just appeal them and usually it gets put back up. But I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I see nipples on my page on the daily. I've seen clits. I've seen buttholes.
Murder. Seen, like, literal murder.
Yeah, just, like, bombs exploding, like, body parts go flying. And I'm like, but, like, my bikini pic is, not in the terms of service.
A confident woman! Not allowed!
No, not allowed on most male podcasts, either.
Forbidden. Oh, no, you're not.
Since you have a lot of drafts, mm-hmm. And you like to know where things are in your secret folder, do you happen to have a lot of open tabs for, like, your Safari browser?
Hundreds. Do you wanna, I can't do notifications, but
I wish I could do a check right now. I just remember that is recording. But what we can do is we will cut wide camera because I need to let you go soon anyway, but we should compare some of our because I've had so many people be like, how do you have so many drafts open? So many tabs rather.
I know I closed them out recently. But let me see. Oh, I have 99. That's a good one. Usually it's
that's
like
pretty
two
good.
Something.
It's pretty good. All right. I have 148.
Ah.
Do you have a favorite tab at the moment?
A favorite
tab? Or just maybe something odd that you looked up that you would like to share?
Always. You know this guy from Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, what? Well, no.
Black. The black guy.
I remember the black guy. I do. He was great. But was it Bubbles?
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Yeah, Officer or Mr. Bubbles, whatever. But this guy, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's this guy. His name's Jumba, and I met a gentleman the other night.
And he looked like
him. He looked just like him! He looked just like him! And I had to tell him. So he's there.
That's so great.
He did not find it nice. He did not like that. Let me see. Oh, look at... I go on some weird rabbit holes, man. What's this one?
Did you know that lemons are not a naturally occurring fruit?
I saw that. It's like a mix of two?
Yeah. So it's a mix of a sour orange and a citron. And a sour orange is also not a naturally occurring fruit. So there's all these not naturally occurring fruits that have come together to create a lemon. And now they're just lemons everywhere. Lemon juice, lime juice. Like it's a staple. It's not even naturally occurring. And we're just eating. I love lemons.
I love
lemons. But they're not real.
Were they man-made or was this like it happened in the wild?
I don't know because I would have to assume that it can't happen in the wild because it's not naturally occurring.
Right.
So that means that people were fucking around with fruits and like splicing twigs together and shit on trees to grow this other random fruit and then had to do that multiple other times to get to a lemon, which is crazy.
That's insane.
So crazy.
Do you know about bananas?
Yes.
Now there's like the one, I forget the type of it that it mm-hmm. is, and there used to be other ones, and now there's not.
Yeah, like, there's like so many less types of bananas now, and then the ones that most people eat are just the genetically modified ones that aren't.
They want us dumb.
Yeah.
They want us fat.
But you gave us TikTok, and you haven't taken it away yet.
It definitely went through a massive change. I know when there was like that first TikTok debacle when it was mm-hmm. like, it has to be owned by a U.S. company or whatever it was.
Why? So we're going to have another monopoly?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I literally sometimes I'm like, I wonder if like we're what we think like is happening in China. I'm like, I think it's us sometimes where it's like we're kept in this box of lies. And
yeah. And I feel like it is one of the, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people in other countries travel to other countries. But I would say that a majority of the people that I know in the U.S. have never left the U.S.
Yeah.
And granted, there's a lot of U.S. to get through. But there's a lot of other people from other countries who aren't even just like moving here, just like visiting areas across the U.S. But it's because they've already done the other countries.
They've
been seeing other things. They've heard other opinions. And I feel like we are just in this like box. It's like,
Everything we do is right. Everything you do is wrong.
Yeah. And it's like, but is it? Because you're you're so miserable. It's
you're fat. Lonely.
Yeah. Honestly. But oh, that's the other thing too now is like the I don't know how to say this without offending people, but I don't give a shit. So what the fuck are we doing telling people that? And I'm saying like there are conditions, right, that can make people overweight and they can still be healthy. Sure. The over promoting of obesity, saying that it is healthy for you at any, like, I'm sorry, for some people, yes, at certain weights, they can still be healthy. For a majority of people, no. And it is the, like, dominant factor in a lot of health-related issues, leading you to, like, live such an unhealthy life, because once you reach that point, it's so much harder to, like, get back out to a point of getting out of it and getting back to some semblance of health where you can feel good about yourself. And I'm not saying that you have to like feel bad about yourself because you're fat, but I'm saying like internally,
don't you
like your organs
and you are beautiful, you're still beautiful, but like maybe take care of your insides. You know how beauty's supposed to be on the inside, maybe you need to take care of those insides
yeah I don't know. And I you know, obviously I don't need people saying whatever because I've never been from a point of like being very obese, but I can imagine. And I've seen like people in my family too, like reach a certain level of like, I remember all the health problems that my grandma had. And
my
that
grandma
was,
too, dude, she could have had her own TLC show. She was so big.
And back before it was like, hey, you're unhealthy. You're going to die. And guess what? She lost weight. Yay. And she's somehow still alive, partially out of spite, but also because she lost all the weight. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy because it's like, you're just trying to kill people essentially, like, which is fucked up.
You're more profitable if you're sick. Yeah. They can give you meds and they can give you treatment and they can
and
do Ozempic. All this thing. Oh yeah, that thing now too. Why did we make it normal for people to use it to lose weight?
Why does it's like people are so willing to do anything besides the hard work. Like, you just don't want to go to the gym. And I'm not saying and I say this because I have seen so many people go through transformations of going to the gym and treating themselves better and eating healthier and all this kind of stuff. And I've seen it even in my own life of giving up things like alcohol or like ordering pad thai 4 times a fucking week because I was depressed. You know what I mean? Like, I've reached different levels of health and terrible health, like positive and terrible, because it's a sliding scale. It's not 50-50. So it's like, knowing how I felt at certain stages and knowing how much worse it probably could have gotten if I was feeling that shit during those points, how much worse could I have felt if I was older, just being told like, no, it's totally fine to do this and do that. It's like, you have to like yourself enough or care about your, you don't have to like yourself. You have to care about yourself enough to want to reach a point that you like yourself. And the way that you do that is by doing things that are beneficial for you in a healthy way, whether it's teaching yourself to cook or going for a fucking walk. Like,
dude, people sleep on walks. Walks are, I walk like almost every day. I love walks. They're so good. It's good for your mental health. It's like creativity. Cortisol. What's the good one? What's a good one? That's not cortisol. Cortisol, bad. Yeah, sure. Endorphins, whatever. Walks are so good for you. And it's such a simple, easy thing to like, even to switch your mindset. If you're like, I'll do it all the time if I'm laying on the ground. Like, I'm depressed. I'm like, fuck, get your ass up and go for a walk. You know it'll help. Put on some good music. Like, you know that's what you need. And go. And sometimes I choose to not do. But
and it's true. But that also shows, like, during those points where you feel like you can't, right? But then there's the points where, like, you kick your own ass and you get out there. And guess what? You feel better when you do it.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with, like, rollerblading. Because sometimes I'll wake up just so grouchy. And I'm like, I shouldn't feel this way. And I'll just go for, like, a long rollerblade until I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And I get back and I'm like, whew, everything is fine. Like, it'll be fine. I figured this out on the roll around the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, you get out there with your thoughts. And, like, it's kind of like this other thing, too, of, like, and I'm not saying that therapy is bad because I think therapy is very beneficial. But I think it's reached a point, it feels like to me personally, in this culture that it's, like, everybody needs therapy. It's the same thing with like, why are there no microwavable meals with all the nutrients that I need? There reaches a point when you shouldn't need therapy anymore, and maybe not never again.
Right.
But there should be a point where you're able to stand on your own and have those self-reflective, like introspective thoughts that you would have and talk about with a therapist, because you are supposed to be going to learn tools to help yourself continue to get better on your own and through your own accord. Like, it's all these crutches that are just like, here's what you need to get through the next thing, and here's what you need. And it's never like a point of like, it's just like finding your next crutch.
Yep.
And I it's so frustrating.
They don't want you fixed. They want you to be a returning customer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they don't want your phone to work. They want you to be a returning customer. Mm-hmm. They just want all of our money. And I'm hurting, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Enough. Fucking shit's expensive, dude. Eggs are like $10 or something. I don't even know what's going on.
I saw that wasn't even like the farmers. It was like the grocery stores running up the prices of that.
You have to think like it can't actually cost that much, because like, who's driving the cost of things up?
The billionaires, they want another yacht.
Yeah, it's like, Kellogg, do you really need Dr. another Kellogg. Yacht? You don't need another yacht.
Like Wells Fargo getting the one called overdraft fees.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. One of the CEOs from Wells Fargo, after they, because overdraft fees weren't a thing until we were like, I don't know, teens or whatever.
I remember overdraft fees fucked me for a while.
Yeah, especially when I'm like 16 with my first debit card, dude. Like, what do you want from
me? I thought my paycheck hit, and it doesn't hit until like 6 hours later. Yeah. But then you have an overdraft fee that's like $40 or something.
It's
like,
excuse me.
Wait, that's like half my paycheck.
Sir, I work at goddamn Wendy's. But yeah, they have a big boat, and they named it overdraft fees. Is that? And it's the poor people that get over, like, rich people aren't getting overdraft fees. They've got a draft. They've got their own draft. Yeah. They're going to draft you to war if they want to.
They're going
to
draft up a signature for another yacht.
Yeah, because that's what they want. And this one's going to be called Draft Wars. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Oh, it's so crazy. Fuck. Well.
This has been therapeutic.
It's been sick.
The world's burning. Everyone start planting plants.
Everything's on fire. Learn how to grow vegetables. Learn how to cook at least two meals that you feel good about eating. Take a fucking walk. Take a shit. Jerk off. I don't fucking know. I'm not your therapist. So, but where can they follow you?
You can follow me in therapy. you follow me on Instagram, Haley Brooks Comedy. TikTok, Haley's Happy Hour. I've been slacking on the TikToks. I'm not going to lie. They've made me
mad. It's okay. It might be going away soon anyway.
That's what
you
I
never
was
know.
Like,
they keep saying.
Yeah, but whatever. They're like my dad. I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. Are you?
Just more lies.
More lies. Follow me on Instagram, though. I have shows coming up that'll be super fun. So come see me talk shit.
Awesome.
Oh, I got a roast coming up October.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, roast battle. It'll be a good one because I got stiffed on the last one. So this one.
Hell yeah. Let me know when it is. I always love to watch a good roast.
October.
You can let me know later.
Thanks.
Perfect. Oh, it's been fun. Thank you. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast and subscribe. And we'll see you Monday. Do you know what CUM stands for?
See you Monday.
Come.
100% Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.